Well, let's get an update for you. The big, big win for Andy Roddick and two, as you described them, heavyweights of the game against Murat Safin. Both of them 6'4", 195, 200 pounds. Roddick's huge serve and Safin's ground strokes. Tell me, what was different about Roddick in terms of his tactics in this game?
Well, Jimmy Connors, the new coach of Andy Roddick, came down and flew in. And the biggest thing is that Andy Roddick has evolved as a player. Tiger Woods evolved as an athlete, had to change his stroke, and he's bigger and better than ever. Andy Roddick, the same thing. The game evolves. The players get better. So if you stay with the same type of game plan, they're going to beat you. They're going to figure you out. And that's what's happened to Andy Roddick. They figured out his big, powerful game plan with the big serve and the big forehand. But last night was the best match overall that I've ever seen Andy Roddick play, especially against one of the top guys. Safin can beat you from anywhere. He's won the Australian. He's won the U.S. Open. But it was Roddick's ability to chip in charge, to move forward, and force Murat Safin to hit passing shots. It was the combination of power and then tactics that won the match.
What's interesting to me is, having played some tennis myself, certainly not at that level, but you know, when you have a guy with the world's most powerful serve, that it's a new thing that he would come to the net. He came to the net 52 times. How much of that was because Safin has played 2 5-setters and he knew that he had that advantage in terms of a guy that may have been a little bit fatigued?
Yeah, I mean, Safin was a little bit on the ropes, but Safin has won here before where he won 4 5-setters out of the 7 matches he had to win. The guy's in shape. I think the biggest thing is for Andy Roddick to understand that he can't play the same type of game plan. He's got to make guys pass. He's got to force their hand a little bit, not wait for them to miss. He's got to force them to miss. And if, you know, I was courtside, and it was just fantastic watching the slice approaches, watching how he has improved as a volleyer, and he's only going to get better.
Hey, before we start talking about work ethic, which you and I have a lot of fun talking about, Luke, and this time with Andy Jacobs in our next segment, in our last minute of this segment, what do we have to look forward to this weekend?
Well, I think the biggest thing is look for Serena Williams. A big win for her. She beat the number 5 seed and Nadia Petrova from Russia. This is a girl who's coming down basically with a lot of fight and a lot of guts because she's out of shape. She's about 20 pounds overweight.
She looks a lot bigger.
She is a lot bigger. And you know what? You've got to understand that this is a movement game. If you can't move, you can't get to the ball. And that's going to be the question. If she wants to win her 8th Grand Slam, she's going to have to somehow, you know, do some scouting and things because she has lost a step.